Not only must you learn when to say yes and no, but you also need to know your boundaries so you don't live depleted when you should live energized.
This is Straight Talk.
Good evening, friends. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joshua Halleck, and we are in the Thanksgiving season, and I wanted to remind you what the scriptures say. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Give thanks in all circumstances. Now, you may be in a circumstance, I know I am, where I'm not exactly feeling happy about all of the situations I'm in my life. But when I look to the scriptures and I find some light for my path, what I see is God's will for me, God wants for me to give thanks in this circumstance right now. And so I would invite you to join me right now in just a word of prayer, looking over your life, looking over the things that you may be happy about, the things you may not be happy about. And let's pray together. Just before this message, let's set the tone of our lives and lead ourselves. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would meet with us as we hear your word today. And we want to say, yes, we will give you thanks, even in this circumstance, even in this situation, God, because we believe that you are a good God, a good Father. We believe your word in Romans 8 that says you work together all things for the good of those who love you, called according to your name. And we're trusting you now, Lord, as we think of Thanksgiving as a nation, we specifically, individually, right now, right here, listening to this message, are giving you thanks. Thank you that you are faithful. Thank you that you are strong. Thank you that you know us and you understand us and you see us, God. And in this moment, we give you thanks in this situation. We want to please you. We want to honor you. We love you so much, and we're counting on you to fuel us, Lord, for the day ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you have Thanksgiving this year, may your heart be inspired and encouraged by this message.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, everyone. We continue with Pastor Mark's book series called Unstuck, Out of Your Cave and Into Your Call tonight. And we are in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 1 through 21, the story of Elijah. Let's jump right in. Here's Pastor Mark with the second half of his message called Rediscover Your Boundaries.
Elijah needed to understand what he was responsible for and what he was not responsible for. So he could say yes, and so he could say no to the things that he was accountable for. Number two, jot this down. Not only must you learn when to say yes and no, but you also need to know your boundaries so you don't live depleted when you should live energized. If you remember the story of Elijah, when Elijah tried to take on too much, he tried to take on the political outcome of Israel, he tried to take on the political outcome of Judah, and he tried to take on the response of all of the people to turn to God, then suddenly Elijah became very overwhelmed with the task that God had never placed on him, the responsibility that God had never placed on him. And so he became overwhelmed, discouraged, depleted. When they did not respond the way he expected them to, then he became overwhelmed and thought he was a failure, but God had never asked him to take responsibility for how they responded. And in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 3 through 5, Elijah goes through the desert. He's discouraged, he's suicidal, he's confused, he feels like a failure because he took on responsibilities that were draining him instead of being energized by his call. Now let me talk to you about that for a minute. I believe that there are some of you that are here that are extremely tired, exhausted, and feel like failures. I think oftentimes that exists because you are taking on responsibilities that are way beyond what God has called you to take on. And so instead of being energized by what God has called you to, you're drained by what you think God has called you to because you have so much on your plate, most of which God has never put on your plate, but you put on your plate or you allow others to put on your plate. But it's not God that's done that to you. It's you that's done it to yourself. When you try to control the outcome of which you have no control over, you will find yourself being drained of energy. When you try to control things that you have no control over, you're going to find yourself zapped of energy, discouraged and depleted. Oh, I know you planned a wedding and you decided that it was an outside wedding. But let me tell you, you have no control over the weather. Now, you can try to do a rain dance. I don't think it's going to work. You can try to control it, but you can't control the weather. Only God can control the weather. So let God be God and get your hands off of it. Let me tell you something if you're married today. You have a responsibility to your marriage, but you do not have responsibility to control your spouse. You have a responsibility towards your spouse, but you are not responsible for the actions of your spouse. Your spouse is a grown individual. Your spouse has to give an account to God for the choices and responses that they make. And when you try to control your spouse, and when you try to manipulate your spouse, if you try to take responsibility for what your spouse does, you always end up depleted because you cannot control your spouse. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit doesn't need an assistant? It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and I don't see any assistant job to the Holy Spirit. So don't try to be the assistant to the Holy Spirit. You are responsible to your spouse, but you are not responsible for your spouse, and you need to draw boundaries and understand where those boundaries lie. I believe that at times, we, because of our own insecurity, because of our own lack of boundaries, we try to take on things that God has never called us to. I've told you this story before, but let me just tell you one of the greatest stories, lessons that God taught me years ago about boundaries, and I would not be your pastor right now if I had not learned this lesson. I started pastoring this church many, many years ago. I was 21 years old when I started to pastor this church. And I'll never forget, I had no pastoral experience, and I did not grow up in the city of Chicago, but through a series of circumstances, God called me to pastor this little congregation that was on the corner of 44th and Palina. Now, the congregation was very small. There was about 18 people. My salary was $8,000, and I had no insurance. There was no parsonage. And so we were a very, very small church, just struggling to try to survive. I remember my first day as a pastor. I walked up the stairs of that church at 44th and Palina, which used to be a Russian Greek Orthodox church. Everybody else was at work, and so I took my Bible, and I walked to the back office, and I'll never forget sitting down in the back makeshift office of the church and thinking to myself, okay, now what do I do? No one's here. There's no secretary. There's no staff. There's barely a church. There were some squirrels in the roof because I heard them scattering through the roof. And I thought to myself, okay, since there's really no one in the building and we have a small congregation, I'm going to go out there and start meeting people in the neighborhood and start meeting needs that are out there. And so I did. So I got outside of my office. I started meeting people, calling people, visiting people, talking to people in the community, visiting houses. And within a short amount of time, there was all kinds of people that I was doing marital counseling, but I wasn't even married yet. I was doing financial counseling and I had no money. I was discipling people, helping addicts when I had no addiction experience. I was just out there meeting needs, and I started to feel people would call me and say, hey, we really need you to help us out. Hey, can you help us out? Hey, can you meet with my cousin? Hey, can you meet with my husband? Hey, can you help me out here? Can you disciple? And so I started running day in and day out. People would call me in the middle of their marital fights. Pastor, can you come over here? We're having a fight with my husband. I'd come over here. Okay, put the frying pan down. Get over to this side. And I started thinking it was my job to fix people, change people, heal people, save people, that they needed me to fix them, that my job as a pastor was I had to fix people and change people, and that's what God had called me to. And so as this little congregation started to grow, I was running day in and day out. I had a lot of free time. I was 21, wasn't married, had this little office space in right in front of Atotonilco's in Back of the Yards neighborhood. And one room in the back there, a mattress on the floor, and just ran and ran and ran until one day I started feeling very tired, very exhausted. And I had been feeling this way for about a week. I just felt like it was hard to get out of bed. I felt like my body was achy all over. And it was time for me to preach on a Sunday morning, and I got up with fever, and I went to preach, and I felt like I was going to pass out. And I said, Lord, help me not to pass out. So someone told me, you need to see a doctor. I had no insurance, so my grandmother had a doctor in Indiana. She lived in Indiana that offered to see me for free. So I drove out to Indiana so I could see a doctor. The doctor looked at me, checked me out, took my pulse and all that thing. And he told me, young man, he says, you're exhausted physically and depleted. What you need is rest. And if you don't get it, it could be dangerous or life threatening. I thought, well, you don't understand, doctor. See, people need me. Well, you don't understand. I'm a pastor. I'm supposed to meet with a couple tomorrow. And their marriage may fall apart if I don't talk with them. And you don't understand, there's a guy that's struggling with drugs that I'm supposed to meet with 2 days later. And if I don't meet with him, he may fall back to his drugs. Oh, you don't understand, I have a lot of people that depend on me. And he said, well, I don't care who depends on you or doesn't depend on you. I'm telling you, you need rest or you could end up seriously ill in the hospital. So I went to my grandmother's house. I laid down on that couch and I murmured and complained to God. Have you ever done that? Murmured and complained. God, I don't know why you call me to do this. I'm end up sick. I'm trying to do your will and trying to help your people. And this is what you do. I end up like this, Lord. I murmured and complained why I was sick, how people needed me. And this gentle, small voice of the Holy Spirit, after I laid there for about 2 days, broke through. And I sensed that God was telling me, you've been trying to do this on your own strength. You think that you can heal people and save people and fix people? That's my job.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Rediscover Your Boundaries. It's the sixth part of a series called Unstuck, Out of Your Cave and Into Your Call. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 1 through 21. His message, Rediscover Your Boundaries.
I've asked you to do your job, and I'm asking you to let me do my job. And I had to repent because I realized that I had been functioning like a little Messiah. That I almost had been operating like, God, good thing you have me on your team because look at all these people I'm helping out. Man, I don't know what you do without me, God. Me and you were on it together, but I'm mainly doing it and you're just kind of backing me up. And God said, no, 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 no. That's not the way it works. There is one Messiah. His name is called Jesus Christ. He died on the cross. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. He does it. God uses us, but He can do it with or without us. And I had to repent before God and cry out to God and say, forgive me, God, because I've been playing a part of a little Messiah. And I realized that day when I repented before God, I can't take on the responsibility that's God's responsibility. I need to do my part in presenting the gospel and being a tool that God uses, but only God can save, only God can heal, only God can change, only God can turn a marriage around, only God can turn the heart of a prodigal around. I can't do that. That's God that does that, and He needs to be God, and I need to release control over what only God can do. Amen? can guarantee you that if I had not learned that lesson at 21 years old, I would not be pastoring today. Because when you take on responsibility that's God's, it will deplete you, drain you. You will find yourself at the bottom of the barrel saying, God, I can't handle this, because you're trying to do what only God should do. You are not qualified to take God's job. Only God is God. So there are certain things that you need to say, God, I give this over to you. It's not my responsibility. Listen, if there's someone that holds something against you, and they're angry at you, it's your responsibility, if you know they're angry at you, it's your responsibility to go to them and to try to make things right and say, I'm sorry if I've offended you, hurt you, done something wrong. That's your responsibility. But whether they forgive you or not is not your responsibility. That's their responsibility between God. And if you try to make it your responsibility, it will drain you and exhaust you, because that is their responsibility before God. You cannot manipulate anyone's heart. God has to deal with them on their own. Yeah, this is a huge lesson to learn. So Elijah, he had to start learning what was his responsibility and what was God's responsibility. And I believe that when you're operating in your responsibility, you will be energized by what God is calling you to do. If you operate within your responsibility, you will be energized by it and not depleted by it. I love an illustration that someone that I read recently. I think it was Rick Warren that used the illustration of a light bulb. And this is the way he explained it. He said, you know, light bulbs, if you're going to have to let go of some things that may be holding you back, it's called decluttering or simplifying. There are some things that need to be laid aside in order to finish well. What kind of things am I talking about? The things that cause you to get discouraged. Think of it this way. If you attach one light bulb to a battery, the battery will run for a long time. But if you attach 100 light bulbs to a battery, it will go dim and dark really quickly. Some of you have one battery. That's your energy, your faith, your responsibility. You've been adding light bulb after light bulb after light bulb after light bulb after light bulb. And someone's cousin that you feel responsible for. And your children, their decisions that you feel responsible for. And your husband that's doing this and that. And your job that you're doing this. And someone else's life. And someone else is struggling. And this and that and the other. And this and that and the other. And you're attaching light bulb after light bulb after light bulb after light bulb after light bulb to your life. And your battery is running very low. And every light bulb that you're involved in is very dim. And you say, I don't know why God has put so much on my plate. And I want to say, God hasn't put it on your plate. You've taken it to yourself. God wants you to eliminate some of those light bulbs and focus on the light bulb that He's called you to. Set boundaries around your life and say, this is my responsibility, but this is not my responsibility. I will be responsible for what God wants me to be responsible for, but I will not take on those things that should be God's or other people's responsibility. And so you focus on your calling, your gifting, what God has called you, so that your light bulb could be strong and bright and not 100 light bulbs that are dim. So, the third thing, not only must you learn to say yes and no, not only must you, boundaries will help you not be depleted but be energized, but the third thing that knowing your boundaries does is that when you know your boundaries so that you don't hold on to what you should be letting go of. Some of you need to let go of certain things that you've been hanging on to. Some of you need to release things to God that you are holding on yourself. Elijah had been holding on to the political destiny of Israel and the political destiny of Judah. and onto his succession. And God said, Elijah, it's time to let go of those things. You need to let them out of your hands to other people and to the care of God. And it tells us in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 15 through 16, how Elijah delegated some of these responsibilities to other people. He had to learn to let go. It's a scary thing to be holding on to things that God never asked you to hold on to. It's a scary thing to be managing things that God never asked you to manage. And some of you are holding on to certain things that God said, I never told you to hold on to those things. You need to release them, let them go. They're not your responsibility. So here's a couple questions that I would ask you. Number one, what outcome have you taken on that God never asked you to take on? Maybe God just said, speak. Say it. But you're not responsible for the outcome. Listen, I had to learn this as a pastor a long time ago. I know that God has called me to preach the word, teach the word, encourage, exhort, rebuke, and help people. Draw a closer relationship with God and grow in their faith. But I'm going to tell you the truth. If tomorrow you decide, I don't want to follow God, I'm done with it, I want to go the way of the world, I'm giving up on the God stuff, I'm going to pursue the things that I wanted to pursue, I'm going to give up, I'm going to go astray, I don't want to have anything to do, then I tell you the truth. I'm going to pray for you, but I cannot be responsible for your decision. You are responsible to God for that decision. It's going to hurt me that you fall away from God. It's going to grieve my heart that you go that way. But I've also understood that I cannot make you do something that you have chosen to do. That your responsibility and your decision is your decision. Do you understand that? It's a huge thing to understand that I can help if I make it my responsibility. If I make it my responsibility, then I take on something that God has never told me to take on. I take on something that I have no control over. I can't control your heart. I can encourage your heart, speak into your heart, but I cannot control your heart. Secondly, when you try to control what God never asked you to control, you end up worried, stressed, and depleted. What do you need to let go of today? What do you need to release that you have no control over, but you have been trying to manage? Is there something that you're trying to manage that God said, why are you hanging on to that? It's not your responsibility. I never called you to it. Release it. Because ultimately, to try to manage those things that we cannot manage is to defy God and to take the place that only God has. When we say, I love the passage that says, casting all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Wait a second. Do you believe for a moment that God is smarter than you? He's more sovereign than you are? He has more power than you are? Do you believe that God cares more for your friend than you even care for your friend? Then why wouldn't you be able to release it to God and say, God, you care more, you're more powerful, you have more insight. So God, I'm not going to try to do what you can do. I'm releasing this to you, God, and I'm going to pray and believe, but ultimately I'm not going to be depleted because I have no control over that situation, God, except to release it to your hands. There is liberty in that. And some of you need to come out under that liberty that God has given you. And so I guess you need to allow Him, as you learn your boundaries, to say yes and no to the right things, to stay energized and not depleted, and to let go when it's time to let go.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Unstuck, Out of Your Cave and Into Your Call. Today was the second half of his message called Rediscover Your Boundaries. It's the sixth part in our series. Join us again on the next Straight Talk. for part 7, Take Your First Step. As I mentioned in the middle of our program, we have a great way for you to get this broadcast for free. Just subscribe to our Straight Talk Radio app. It's free, and you can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 400 other messages, great resources, and a link to our New Life Community Church page, as well as Pastor Mark's 2020 vision and our New Life locations. We hope that you check it out. There are 27 life-giving churches around Chicago, and if you would like to know more information about them, just go to www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Be sure you tell them you heard about New Life from the Straight Talk Radio program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again and tell a friend about our Straight Talk Radio program. Have a great evening, and God bless.